إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، then to continue with Al-Aqidah Tahawiyyah of Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi rahimahullah, and then trying to fit in this week's section, so I'm therefore leaving out the questions which we normally ask, then with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahullah, then we reach point number 147. Where At-Tahawi rahimahullah says, and this continues from the last point, point number 146, which was, just to recap, because it's a continuation of it, وَأَهْلُ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي النَّارِ لَا يُخَلَّدُونَ إِذَا مَاتُوا وَهُمْ مُوَحِّدُونَ. And those guilty of major sins from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not remain forever in the fire if they die as people upon Tawheed. So then At-Tahawi rahimahullah continues with this point, point number 147. Wa in lam yakunu ta'ibin ba'da an laqu Allaha 'arifina mu'minin وَهُمْ فِي مَشِيئَتِهِ وَحُكْمِهِ إِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ وَعَفَى عَنْهُمْ بِفَضْلِهِ كَمَا ذَكَرَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُمْ فِي النَّارِ بِعَدْلِهِ رَحِمَكَ اللَّهُ. The saying of At-Tahawi rahimahullah, even if they did not repent after meeting Allah upon awareness as true believers, and they are under His will and wish, Mashi'ah, His Mashi'ah, and His judgment, if He wishes, He will forgive them and pardon them by His favor, just as He, the Mighty and Majestic, said in His book, and he quotes the part of the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 48, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, with the explanation, and He, Allah, forgives whatever is less than that, whatever is less than shirk, for whomever He wishes. And if He wishes, He will punish them in the fire by His justice. So this is another point with regard to those Muslims guilty of major sins, Ahlul Kabair. This point that even if they did not repent, I mean that they will not remain forever in the fire, even if they did not repent after meeting Allah upon awareness as true believers, and they are under His wish and will, His Mashi'ah, and His judgment. If He wishes, He will forgive them and pardon them by His favor, just as He, the Mighty and Majestic, said in His book, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, and He forgives whatever is lesser than that to whomever He wishes. And if He wishes, He will punish them in the fire by His justice. And this point continues in the next one as well. With regard to the explanation, Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, said, yes, this is the true position, that the Ashabul Kaba'ir, those guilty of major sins, which are less than shirk, are not unbelievers. They're not kuffar. And that when they meet Allah and have not repented from these major sins, then they are under his mashi'a. They're under Allah's wish and will, his mashi'a. If he wishes, he will punish them in accordance with the level of their sins. Then he will bring them out of the fire and enter them into paradise on account of their tawheed, on account of their worshipping him alone, and their iman, their true faith. They will not remain forever in the fire. And the evidence for this is his saying, he the Most High, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. The same ayah quoted by Tahawi. From Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 48, with the explanation, Allah does not forgive that shirk be committed with him, but he forgives whatever is less than that to whomever he wishes. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan makes a comment upon one of these statements of the author. He said, however, his saying, arifina mu'mineen, his saying about those people who are guilty of major sin and meet Allah not having repented, he said about them, arifin mu'mineen. He said, however, his saying, upon awareness as believers, this requires further clarification. So if he had said, muwahideen, if he had said, they met Allah, they meet Allah as muwahideen, as people of tawheed, as he had said previously, then that would have been better. I mean, if he had described those guilty of major sin who have not repented to it, about when they meet Allah, if he had described, instead of saying arifin, ones with awareness of Allah, mu'mineen, people of iman or believers, it would be better if he had just said muwahideen, as he said before, as people of tawheed. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and if Allah wishes, he carries out the threat upon them. However, they will not remain forever in the fire. This is the position of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the position of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah. And this is the true position, contrary to the Khawarij, those who say that they will be, meaning the people of who committed major sins, didn't repent, died upon it, those who say that they will be in the hellfire, whatever the case, and that they will remain forever in it. So in their view, whoever enters the fire will not come out from it. So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions the position of the people of the Sunnah is contrary to that of the Khawarij, who gather these two points together. They say that those who die by major sin, not having repented, whatever the case, they'll be in the fire. There's no difference, they'll all be in the fire. They're not beneath Allah's wish and will. Some of them will not go straight into paradise. They'll all be in the fire. And then the second point, they say, and whoever enters the fire will remain forever in it. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, again, contrasting the position of the people of the Sunnah, he said, and contrary to the Murji'a, those who say that they will never enter the fire. I mean, the Murji'a, who say about those guilty of major sin from the Ummah, that those people will never enter the fire. He said, so this is an error. Rather, we do not guarantee salvation for them, for they are under al-Mashi'ah. They are under Allah's wish and will. if he wishes, he will pardon them by his favor, by his fadl. And if he wishes, he will punish them by his adl, by his justice. And Allah, the Perfect and Most High, does not wrong them. Rather, he punishes them for their deeds, which necessitated that for them. I mean, those from the people of major sins who die upon it, those whom Allah punishes from them in the fire, then it is because of their deeds that he punishes them. And he's not wronging them in doing so. Then he said, so Allah does not punish those who do not disobey him. He does not punish those who do not disobey him. And he does not treat as equal the disobedient person and the upright believer. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan quotes two evidences for that. That Allah does not treat the sinful person and the upright believer as the same. The first ayah that he quotes, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Surah Al-Qalam, the 68th surah, ayahs 35 and 36, with the explanation, shall we treat the Muslims like the criminals? What is wrong with you? How is it that you judge? And then the second ayah, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ Surah Sa'd, the 38th surah, ayah 28, with the explanation, shall we treat those who truly believe and work righteous and correct actions like those who cause corruption upon the earth? Or shall we treat those who are dutiful to Allah like the wicked? Shaykh Al-Fawzan comments upon this ayah and says, this is a rebuke. The ayah is not meant as a question. As a question, will Allah do such and such? Rather, it's meant from Allah, he said, as an istinkar, a rebuke from Allah, the mighty and majestic. I mean, indeed, that they will not be treated like each other. Allah will not treat the wicked like the righteous believers. And he quotes a further ayah, he said, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ Surah Al-Jathiyah, the 45th surah, ayah 21. With the explanation, do those who commit evil deeds think that we will treat them like those who truly believe and work righteous deeds in their life and after their death? How evil it is how they judge. And that's where Sheikh Al-Fawzan ends explanation on that point. And just a small side point which Sheikh Al-Albani brings, rahimahullah. Then Sheikh Al-Albani referred to this word, if you've got the text of, with the explanation of Sheikh Al-Fawzan, the word mu'mineen has got some little small brackets around it. And this is because it's found in some manuscripts, or it's found in some versions of At-Tahawi, and it's not found in others. So Sheikh Al-Albani makes a comment upon it and says, this addition, I mean those who meet Allah with awareness of him, as mu'mineen, as believers. Sheikh Albani said, this is an addition found, and he mentions three manuscripts where it's found. and it is an important addition, which is not found in some of the versions. From them, the version of the explainer, I mean Ibn Abil Izz. Because he said, and he's saying, Arifin. If he had only said, I mean the explainer, when he saw this word, Arifin, just. And he said, he's saying Arifin, those who meet Allah with awareness of Him. He ought to have said Mu'mineen, as believers, instead of Arifin, instead of those who just have awareness of Allah. That would have been better. Because whoever has awareness of Allah and does not have Iman in him, whoever has awareness of Allah but is not a believer in Him, then he is a kafir. He is an unbeliever. And awareness of Allah being sufficient was held only by Al-Jahm, Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. And his saying is rejected and false and futile. In the version of Ibn Abil Izz, it just mentions the wording, whoever meets Allah, arifin, with awareness of Him, then they are beneath his wish and will. So Shaykh Al-Bani made the point that Ibn Abil Izz said that's not enough. He should have used the word mu'mineen. Shaykh Al-Bani said that does occur in some manuscripts. It's not sufficient for iman that a person just is aware of Allah, as came before. That's the position of Jahm ibn Safwan, that someone has awareness of Allah is a believer, and that's not correct. Then the second point that Shaykh Al-Albani makes is with regard to the part of the ayah, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, and Allah forgives whatever is less than that for whomever He wishes. Shaykh Al-Albani said, meaning shirk. Allah forgives whatever is less than shirk. And Shaykh Al-Albani said, and that is kufr. Whatever is shirk, it means shirk, and that's the same as kufr. Shirk and kufr. There is no difference between these two, between shirk and kufr, in the legislation. So every unbelief is shirk. Every kufr, unbelief, is shirk. And every shirk is unbelief. Every major shirk is unbelief. As is indicated by the conversation of the believer to the unbeliever who had the two gardens, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, in the 18th surah of the Qur'an. In the conversation between the believer and the unbeliever who had the two gardens. Shaykh Al-Bani said, so note this, because it will remove many problems from you, and all praises for Allah, through whose favour righteous deeds are completed. In other words, that story, it indicates that shirk and kufr are the same in the legislation. And with regard to the next point, point number 148, which continues, then Al-Tahawi, rahimahullah, said, ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنْهَا بِرَحْمَتِهِ وَشَفَاءَةِ الشَّافِعِينَ مِنْ أَهْلِ طَاعَتِهِ. Then He will bring them out of it through His mercy and through the intercession of those who will intercede for those who were obedient to Him. Again, continuing with regard to those guilty of major sins, with regard to those whom Allah punishes in the fire from them, that then He will bring them out of it through His mercy and through the intercession of those who will intercede on behalf of those who were obedient to Him. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, as is found in the authentic narrations from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the sinful people who were upon Tawheed will come out from the fire. The sinners who were upon Tawheed will come out from the fire. Then he mentioned an evidence in the footnote where it stated, as occurs in the hadith of Ash-Shafa'ah, the famous hadith of intercession from Anas radiallahu anhu, and it contains the wording, It's a long hadith. It contains within it the wording that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَكَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ مَا يَزِنُ شَعِيرَهُ ثُمَّ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَكَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ مَا يَزِنُ. It should be مَا يَزِنُ, is a printing error here. مَا يَزِنُ بَرَّةً ثُمَّ يَخْرُجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَكَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مَا يَزِنُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ ذَرَّةٌ. The hadith of Anas radiallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in part of the longer hadith, there will come out from the fire whoever said, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and who had in his heart even the amount of good of a grain of barley. Then there will come out from the fire whoever said, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and there was in his heart from good the weight of a grain of wheat, slightly less weight. Then there will come out from the fire whoever said, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and who had in his heart the tiniest amount of good. Reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith 7410 and reported by Muslim also. Then back to the main text. So Shaykh al-Fawzan has just said, as is found in the authentic narrations from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the sinful people who were upon Tawheed will come out from the fire. Then he said, either through the favour of Allah the Most High, either through the fadl, either through the favour of Allah the Most High, or through the intercession, the shafa'ah, of those who intercede by the permission of Allah the Most High. He said, and ash-shafa'ah, the intercession is true. However, it will not occur except with the permission of Allah. And when the one who is interceded for is from the people of Tawheed, from those who worshipped Allah alone, not from the unbelievers, not from the people of Shirk, and not from the hypocrites. In other words, that intercession will only occur when Allah grants the one who is interceding permission to intercede, and that the intercession is on behalf of someone from the people of Tawheed, not a kafir, not a mushrik, or not a hypocrite. Then At-Tahawi rahimahullah continues, ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُهُمْ إِلَى جَنَّتِهِ, then he will send them to his paradise. Then he will send them to his paradise. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, after bringing them out of the fire, as is related, that they will come out from the fire being burnt like charcoal. Then they will be thrown into a river which is called Nahrul Hayat, the river of life, and their bodies and flesh will sprout. And then after that, when they have been purified and cleansed, they will be granted permission to enter paradise. And they will enter into paradise. That's where Shaykh al-Fawzan ends explanation of this brief point. And in a footnote they mention an evidence for that. So they say, from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أهل الجنة الجنة وأهل النار النار. ويقول الله من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من إيمان فأخرجوه فيخرجون قد امتحشوا وعادوا حمما فيلقون في نهر الحياة فينبتون كما تنبت الحبة في حميل السيل أو قال حمئة السيل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألم تروا أنها تنبت صفراء ملتوية. So from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the people of paradise enter paradise, and the people of the fire enter the fire, Allah will say, whoever has in his heart a mustard seed of Iman, then take him out. So they will be taken out, and they will have been burnt and turned to charcoal. So they will be thrown into the river of life, and they will sprout just as a seed sprouts in what is carried along by a flood of water. Or he said, in the black earth of the bank of a flood. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he added to that, do you not see that it sprouts yellow and twisted? Reported by Al-Bukhari. And you'll find it in Bukhari, contrary to what's mentioned here, as hadith number 22 in the book of Iman. And likewise, reported by Muslim, also in his book of Iman. And with regard to the next point, point 150, then At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, says, وَذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَوَلَّى أَهْلَ مَعْرِفَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْهُمْ فِي الدَّارَيْنِ كَأَهْلِ نُكْرَتِهِ الَّذِينَ خَابُوا مِنْ هِدَايَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَنَالُوا مِنْ وِلَايَتِهِ. He said, and that is because Allah the Most High is the guardian of those who have awareness of him, and he does not treat them in the two abodes like those who deny him, those who fail to receive his guidance and do not attain his guardianship. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, he the Most High said, أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Surah Al-Jathiya, the 45th surah, ayah 21, with the explanation, do those who commit evil deeds think that we will treat them just like those who had true faith and worked righteous deeds? He said, and his saying, he the Most High, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. Surah Sa'd, the 38th surah, ayah 28, with the explanation, or will we treat those who are dutiful to Allah like the wicked? Shaykh al-Fawzan said, along with other ayahs which prove that Allah does not treat as the same those who are obedient to him and those who are disobedient to him, nor the people of Iman and the people, nor does he treat as equal the people of Iman, of true faith, and the people of Kufr, the people of unbelief. Rather, he recompenses each in accordance with his deeds. وَلَمْ نَجْعَلْهُمْ فِي الدَّارَيْنِ كَأَهْلِ نُكْرَتِهِ الَّذِينَ خَابُوا مِنْ هِدَايَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَنَالُوا مِنْ وِلَايَتِهِ. and he will not treat them. I mean, the people who have awareness of Allah, he will not treat them in the two abodes, in this life and the hereafter, like those who deny him. Those who fail to receive his guidance and do not attain his guardianship, his wilaya, his love and alliance and guardianship. Sheikh Fawzan said, rather, he distinguishes and sets them apart. He, the perfect, in this world and in the hereafter. These two sets of people, those upon awareness of Allah and Iman, and those who deny him, then he distinguishes between those two sets of people and sets them apart in this world and in the hereafter. He said, so he sets apart those who are obedient and those who are disobedient. And he sets apart the people of unbelief and the people of Iman, people of true faith, in this world and in the hereafter. He separates between them in this world with regard to their attributes and their signs and their actions. So the actions of those who are beloved servants of Allah and those who are obedient are not like the actions of his enemies, nor like their sayings, and nor like their activities. So look at the people now, and look at their activities. Look at the activities of the people of taqwa, those who are dutiful to Allah, and of the believers, the people of Iman. And look at the activities of the wicked and the sinful. And look at the activities of the unbelievers and the atheists. This is in this world. I mean, those two sets of people, two opposite sets of people, even in this world, they are Allah makes them different, or separates between them. As Sheikh Fawzan said, in their characteristics, in their signs, and in their actions. Then he said, and in the hereafter, in the next life, Allah will likewise distinguish between them. So these ones he will bestow honor upon in his paradise. And those ones he will punish with his fire and his torment. Because Allah is Hakim, Allah is all wise. He, the one free of all imperfections, is Hakim, is all wise. He puts all affairs in their due place. So he does not place mercy except upon those who deserve it. And he, the perfect and most high, does not place punishment except upon those who deserve it. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Then Sheikh al-Fawzan makes a point where he says, however, his saying, أَهْلَ مَعْرِفَتِهِ, that Allah does not treat those who have awareness of him. He said, this phrase, those who have awareness of him, this is a falling short, and it gives the mistaken impression that Iman, true faith, is just awareness, as is said by the extreme Murji'ah. So if the author had said, instead of saying Allah does not treat those who have awareness of him, if instead of that he had said, he does not treat ahla ta'atihi, he does not treat those who are obedient to him, that would have been better and clearer. In other words, that's probably, that we take it, that's what he meant, but it would have been better if he had used that actual word like that, instead of saying those who have awareness of Allah, because awareness is not enough for Iman. And with regard to the last point, that will take us to the last point for today, inshallah, point number 151, then At-Tahawi, Rahimullah. He finishes this particular section by saying, Allahumma ya wali al-Islam wa ahlihi thabbitna ala al-Islami hatta nalqaka bih. Ameen. He said, O Allah, O guardian of Islam and its people, make us firm upon Islam until we meet you with it. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is from the most beautiful speech of the author. May Allah have mercy upon him. That having mentioned these tremendous and dangerous matters, I mean these things that have just preceded in the previous few sections, and number of points, that having mentioned these tremendous and dangerous matters, he then asks Allah for firmness, that Allah should not misguide him along with the people of these affairs of misguidance and the people of these misguided sayings. So this is from al-fiqh and al-hikmah. So this is from knowledge and awareness. I mean, what al-Tahawi has just done in making this particular dua, this is from knowledge and awareness of the religion and is from wisdom, that a person is not deceived by his own knowledge, so that he says, I know Tawheed, I have awareness of Tawheed, and I know the correct Aqeedah, and there is no danger for me. I mean, the person should never say the like of this. A person should never say, I'm already aware of Tawheed, I'm already aware of Aqeedah, there's no danger for me. He said, this is ghurur, this is delusion. This is delusion. Rather, he should fear an evil conclusion and fear misguidance. He should fear becoming deceived by the people of misguidance. For how many people who were justly balanced deviated? Particularly when trials and tribulations become severe. So a man enters the morning being a Muslim and is an unbeliever by the evening, and enters the evening as a believer but is an unbeliever by the morning, and he sells his religion for some worldly gain, as is authentic in the hadith. In that regard, and they mention a hadith, they mention a couple of hadith in the footnote. Rahmatullah. Firstly, from Abu Huraira radiallahu an, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Badiru bil a'mali fitanan ka qita al-layl al-muzlim, yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran, aw yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafiran, yabi'u dinahu bi'aradin min ad-dunya." From Abu Huraira radiallahu an, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hasten to perform deeds before the appearance of trials, which are like parts of a dark night. A man will enter the morning as a believer and enter the evening as an unbeliever, or enter the evening as a believer and enter the morning as an unbeliever, selling his religion for some worldly gain. Reported by Muslim. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so when trials and tribulations come, then a person should ask Allah for thabat. A person should ask Allah for firmness. And they mention a number of narrations in the footnote. Firstly, they mention from a hadith of Jabir, and that Tirmidhi mentions that it's more authentic as a narration of Anas radiallahu an, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they used to say, Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. That Anas radiallahu an said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say this supplication. He used to say, O turner of the hearts, Make my heart firm upon your religion. He said, so we said, the companions said, O Messenger of Allah, do you fear for us when we have believed in what you came with? So he replied, Na'am, inna al-quluba bayna isba'ain min asabi'illah yuqallibuha kayfa yasha'. He said, yes, the hearts are between two fingers, from the fingers of Allah. He turns them however he wishes. Reported by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and Al-Hakim. And the hadith being authenticated by Shaykh Al-Albani. Rahimahullah. And a second hadith they quote is a narration of Muslim from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, that he heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna quluba bani Adama kullaha bayna isba'aini min asabi ar-Rahman. قلب واحد يصرفه حيث يشاء. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hearts of the descendants of Adam, all of them, are between two fingers, from the fingers of the Most Merciful, just as if they were a single heart. He turns it however he wishes. And then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma musarrif al-qulub. Allahumma musarrif al-qulub. Sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. O Allah, turner of the hearts, turn our hearts to obedience to you. Ameen. Reported by Muslim. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan finishes the explanation of this section by saying, I mean, the person should fear with regard to his conclusion, should not be deceived by his own actions, and he should, at time of trials, he should ask Allah for firmness. He said, and he should not say, I am not in danger. I have awareness. I pray. Yes, you have awareness, and you pray, and all praise is for Allah. But you are in danger, and you should fear. Are you better than Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, who said, the Khalil of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Wajnubni wabaniya an na'bud al asnam. Surah Ibrahim, ayah 35, with the explanation that he made dua to Allah, and keep me and my children away from worshipping the idols. Shaykh Fawzan said, so Ibrahim feared for himself from the worship of the idols, even though he was the one who had broken them and smashed them with his own hand. And because of that, he met punishment. And he was put down. He was humiliated in the cause of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Yet, along with this, he said, Wajnubni wabaniya and na'bud al-asnam. Despite all this, he still said, may dua to Allah and keep me. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Surah Ibrahim, the 14th surah, ayah 35, with the explanation, and keep me and my children away from worshipping the idols. Shaykh Fawzan said, and he did not say, I am now saved. Rather, he sought from Allah that he should keep him away and keep his children away from worshipping the idols. So a person should always fear his Lord, the Mighty and Majestic. And how many people who were upon guidance have gone astray? And how many people upon uprightness have deviated? And how many believers have become unbelievers and apostatized? And how many, and he mentions the opposite, and how many people astray have been guided by Allah, and how many unbelievers have accepted Islam. So the affair is in the hand of Allah, the Perfect and Most High. And just as a final point, then Shaykh al-Albani mentions that this dua that At-Tahawi mentions here, it occurs from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the basis of it occurs from as a dua made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Albani declared it authentic in As-Sahiha, number 1823, from a hadith of Anas, radiallahu an, that Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, used to say, Ya wali al-Islami wa ahlihi, thabbitni bihi, hatta alqaka. O guardian of Islam and its people, make me firm with it until I meet you. Ameen. Hadith been reported by Al-Tabarani in his Mu'jam al-Awsat. As we said, declared authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Any very quick points of clarification before the adhan? Go ahead. Yazinu, Yazinu, same as the other ones. Yazinu. Yeah. As the brother just mentioned, that is an authentic narration, that is mentioned that those believers, people of Tawheed, who committed major sins and were beneath Allah's wish and will, and Allah chose, Allah willed that they should enter the fire and be purified from their sins. And then that they'll be taken out and put into paradise, put into the river of life, and then entered into paradise. There's an authentic narration that they will have the title Al-Jahannamiyun, those who used to be in the hellfire. That occurs in authentic narration. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاك الله خيرا